Hey everybody, thank you for joining me for a special weekend and introduction episode of The Daily Replay. My name is Drew Walker and I'm going to give you some quick hits from Friday, August 16th, before I get into a little introduction about myself and this podcast. So the quick hits, Josh Gordon of the New England Patriots has been conditionally reinstated by the NFL. This is really big, good news for Patriots fans and for Tom Brady. Josh Gordon, when he last played, was on a tear and was looking very, very good before violating the conditions of his previous reinstatement by the NFL. I know everyone's rooting for him just as a person because, you know, you don't want to see anybody struggle. So we'll see what happens if he's able to stick it out. He's on a good team to help keep him straight. Hopefully he's able to come back and play quickly. They did say he will not be playing in their final preseason game as he has not had the chance to condition, but he is going to be eligible starting Sunday and should be good to go by the start of the regular season. Sticking in the NFL, Avery Williamson of the Jets is out for the season after suffering a torn ACL on Thursday against the Falcons. This is very bad news for the Jets as they had expected him and Mosley to pair up in the middle of their defense to be a very fearsome duo. As it is, they're going to have to find a replacement either already on their roster or potentially look at some of the depth signings out there as cuts are made from rosters. Moving over to the MLB, Fernando Tatis Jr., a very likely Rookie of the Year candidate for the San Diego Padres, is likely done for the season. He's got a back injury. He was sent to the 10-day DL, but the prevailing thought right now is that it will be a season-ending injury for him as, at only 20 years old, you don't really want to risk aggravating a back injury that could turn into something permanent and long-term. And then finally, in the world of soccer, Coutinho is officially on loan to FC Bayern from Barcelona. It is a one-year loan, giving Bayern the opportunity to buy out Coutinho at the end of the loan period. It's good for all sides as Coutinho is looking to move and looking to play somewhere else, Bayern needing the reinforcements. And Barcelona potentially a chance to make some money on top of what they're already getting paid, or rather what they're not having to pay, as Bayern will be paying Coutinho's entire salary. So hi, my name is Drew Walker. I am part of OTN Media. The Daily Replay will be a daily podcast that comes out on every weekday. The Monday episode will focus on what happened on Fridays and over the weekend. And then each day will focus on the previous day's headlines. On Fridays, I will go over what happened on Thursdays and potentially give a preview of something happening on the weekend if there's something big and or interesting coming up. So I am also on a weekly podcast called Come At Me Bro with my two friends Joey and Tyler, where we debate all things sports, whether it's current news, whether it's scores and results, whether it's rumors, whether it's those weird questions that you just debate with your friends. Our common go-to example is the LeBron James versus Michael Jordan debate. We may not always come to a good answer, but boy, is it a lot of fun listening to us talk, and sometimes we say some really dumb stuff. So, OTN Media has sports and esports content weekly. We also have a thriving Discord community. So, if you are into anything sports or esports related, I recommend you join our Discord channel. The link is in the show notes. We have fantasy football that goes on. We do pick'ems. We do bracket challenges. We have an esports weekly podcast that covers all the news in that area. We also have a local DC podcast called Game on DC that covers the DC sports and esports world. My friend Joey, who is on the Come At Me Bro podcast, is also the host of both of those shows. Level Up is the name of the esports podcast. So come join us on the Discord server. You can find us on social media. We're on pretty much everywhere. If you look for OTN Media, you can find all of our related accounts beyond that. You can hit me up on Twitter at WalkerTN15 or email me at drew.walker@otnmedia.com. So please come check out the site, otnmedia.org, hit us up on Twitter at OTN Media, or look for that Discord link in the description. I look forward to interacting with you all and giving you the news every single day of the week. Hope you all have a great weekend, and I am looking forward to talking to you later.